Most people dread tax time, but little do they know that they may be in for a treat. The IRS reports that the average federal tax refund is $2,400. That's a record amount and over $200 more than last year. Joining me now is our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and she's sounding just a little bit croaky today. Michelle, I understand you're getting over a flu.
Yes, one of my rugrats gave me the flu, so I lost a little bit of my voice. So hopefully we can get through this okay today.
Michelle, $2,400 from the government, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good, but wouldn't it be better if you got that money every month in your paycheck?
I'm not sure. I don't think I'd notice it, really.
Oh my goodness, you wouldn't notice $200 in your paycheck?
Well, I don't know. Let's just say that I wouldn't notice it as much as I'd notice a big, fat $2,400 check, and I would be more likely to save a $2,400 check than $200 every month.
Now, have you been listening to me all this time? Shame on
in
you.
In one ear.
You know, the thing is, I know lots of people see their tax refund as a windfall. But listen, a windfall is something that is unexpected. This is your money that you've been earning all year long. It's like giving the government a interest-free loan. It's better to get that money regularly so that you can, for example, start to pay down your debt rather than wait to the end of the year when interest rate charges have accumulated.
Right, right. So why is it that people wait for the big refund?
People like that big fat check. And for lots of folks, it's a forced savings plan. And I completely understand that. People don't trust themselves with their money on a regular basis. But really, if you've got credit card debt, you're essentially waiting at the end of the year to pay down on that debt. And every month, those interest rate charges are adding up. It's not a smart use of your money.
So how are you going to know how much you're owed? And how can you reduce that size so that you are getting more money every month?
Well, if you are regularly getting a tax refund, then you really need to revisit your W-4 form. For many folks, they probably haven't seen that since they started their new job. It's a little short form. And essentially on that form, using calculations based on what tax deductions and credits you expect, you have a number of allowances, and that reduces the amount of money that is taken out of your paycheck. So if you continue to get a tax refund and nothing has changed, like you haven't bought a new house or got married, then you need to revisit and refill out that form. It's not that hard to do. In fact, if you go to the IRS website, IRS.gov. There's a withholding calculator that you can fill out any information and change your allowances. Say, for example, you bought a house a couple years, so now you've got interest deductions, but you haven't changed your W-4 form. Well, you need to change it so that you get that money, because I know I own a house and I always need money to do things with the house. That's one thing. Say you had a kid. That would change the number of allowances that you are allowed. So you want to go back and revisit that form and do the calculations so you get that money on a regular basis in your paycheck rather than letting the government hold it for a year. You know, again, I understand people want that big fat check, but throughout the year, I just want you to ask yourself, is there somewhere else I could put that money to better use? Hey, listen, I know interest rates aren't great on savings accounts, but at least you would be earning a little bit of something. You know, you could be putting it in your kid's college fund and maybe, you know, buy those $200 shoes and not waiting till April to get them. But really, it's not smart to get a huge refund.
Day to Day's Michelle Singletary. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.